this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com. Ah, yeah, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? I am Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, effective, natural, and even healthy way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to us while you are, I don't know, stuck in traffic, washing your clothes, cleaning the house, playing chess, or
sweeping the stairs.
Okay.
Or steps outside.
Okay. Is that something you've done recently or something?
I did it last week, yeah.
Yeah. Did you listen to a podcast while you were doing that?
I didn't, but I could have.
You should have.
I should have, yeah.
You should have. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to my co-captain, my co-host, the man who has recently started using Afro hairstyle, Justin Murray.
What's up, guys? Good to be here.
Yep.
I think it's called a Black Power. Here in Brazil?
Here in Brazil, it's called Black Power Hairstyle.
Yeah, when I heard that, I laughed really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we would say Afro hair, right?
Yeah, just Afro, right?
Just Afro, yeah. So now Justin is rocking an Afro.
What does rocking mean?
Rocking, in this case, if I say someone is rocking something, it's generally referred to their clothes or some kind of style, something new about their style. Like, he's rocking an Afro, he's rocking a mustache, he's rocking a beard. What are you rocking?
An Afro.
Yeah. Nice.
If you stick around to the end of this episode, we will share with you a really amazing resource for you to practice your pronunciation, practice those really difficult vowel sounds. Mm-hmm. It's a really awesome website, and we'll share it at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, awesome. And if you can hear any background noise during this podcast, it is because it is raining cats and dogs here.
And the cats might meow a little bit too.
Yeah. So any background noise would be the rain, thunder, and lightning. So we apologize, but shit happens, right? So let's jump straight into the news. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on this week, Justin, in Real Life English?
Well, we're working hard to prepare the party, the Real Life English Christmas with Soul party.
Mm-hmm. That is why Justin is rocking the Afro. He's preparing for this party, right?
I've been listening to some James Brown, practicing my dance moves.
Mm-hmm. What moves have you been practicing?
The James Brown move.
Oh, I've been doing the Funky Chicken.
The Funky Chicken, yeah. I've been doing that too.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. We'll see who wins the competition then, you or me.
Yeah, let's see who gets that bottle of Jägermeister.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, we are having the Real Life English Christmas party. There's going to be the party in Belo Horizonte, where we are. The theme of this party is Christmas with Soul. So we're wrapping up the year.
What does wrap up mean?
Wrap up is another way to say finish. So we are wrapping up the year with a big Christmas party, but we're going to mix it with soul music, and there's even going to be a dance competition, and the winner of the dance competition wins a bottle of Jägermeister.
What exactly is Jägermeister, for those who don't know?
Jägermeister is a spirit, would you say?
It's a
liqueur? No, it's a spirit, right?
I'm not really sure I know the difference. So it's a liquor?
It's a liquor, yeah.
And it has like kind of a licorice taste?
It does. Wow, licorice. I haven't eaten licorice
for a long time.
Yep. It gets you pretty crazy if you drink, even if you drink a little, it's a pretty crazy potent drink. Obviously, we're not promoting the drinking of alcohol on our podcast, but if you want to enter in the competition, if you're here in Belo Horizonte, you could win that.
Yeah.
And you could get crazy.
Or if you're in Barcelona, where there's another crazy party happening, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Ethan is organizing a party there. An end of the year Christmas party. I think it's the third Barcelona party.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a few smaller events, but that's looking to be a pretty good party.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't miss out if you're in Barcelona. It's very new. Not many people know about it. So should go down there, help Ethan out, meet the crew, and try to help build this new project that we have in Barcelona. I think it's going to be an awesome party.
Yeah, definitely. I hope I get to get out there and participate one of these days.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's it for the news. Or is there something else we've been working on? Something you wanted to mention, maybe? Or is it too early?
We can mention it.
Okay.
So we're working on a manifesto.
Mm.
A manifesto that's basically maybe like a 15-page document that pretty much condenses like our best philosophy and like the best ideas into like one download, practically, one mental download.
Yeah, the idea is that we're trying to put our methodology into, not just our methodology.
It's kind of the vision of English in the world,
mm-hmm.
and kind of what we have so far, what we've created, this community.
Yeah, it's something that we have actually learned through our language learning experience and from our teaching experience. And we're documenting this, we're putting this on paper, we want to share this with everyone, anyone who's a language learner, anyone who is a teacher. Look out for this because we're going to be releasing it probably the start of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great read, probably a free audiobook for whoever's interested in learning some new revolutionary ways to understanding and learning another language and the benefits that English can bring to you and your life.
Yeah, and the main idea is that, you know, how can you use English to improve your life? And how can you use your life to improve your English? And if you do this and you really grow as a human being, maybe you can make a big impact on the world. And this is what we're trying to do.
That's deep, man. It's deep. It's like real life. It's time to move on to the shout outs. You know you make me wanna shout. What have you got for us today, big man?
So we have one from Joanna Romano from London, but she's Brazilian.
Okay. What does she have to say for us?
Hey there. Just a quick review to thank you guys for the amazing podcasts. I was looking for ESL podcasts on Stitcher last week when I found you guys. This is now for sure one of my favorite podcasts. Keep up the good work. Kisses, Joanna.
Oh, nice.
Well, they had two X's, you know, that's kisses, right?
Yeah, yeah. For those that don't know, in English, if you want to send someone a kiss, it's XX.
But kisses and hugs is XOXO.
Okay. You can change the sequence, right? Can it be XOXO or XXOO?
You can, yeah. I think. Yeah. She did it.
Cool. Nice. Well, hey, here's a big XX to you too, Joanna. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We're happy to know that we're helping at least someone, right?
Yeah.
Anything else there?
There's another one. By Gallagher. By Gallagher from Brazil. This podcast is perfect. That's it.
Well, hey, there you go.
Thank you for leaving that. It's a 5-star review.
Yeah. Any review, any 5-star review makes a big difference. We say this every podcast, and we mean it every podcast. Just go to iTunes. It takes you 5 minutes to give it, not even 5 minutes, it takes you like 1 minute to give us a 5-star review, and it helps our ranking on iTunes and helps more people see this podcast. So if you want to help other people, give us a 5-star ranking on iTunes.
Oh yeah. For those of you who don't know, like I'm just learning this. Oh yeah.
You're getting better.
Yeah, you know, I felt left out. Mm-hmm. Everybody was doing it and yeah. I didn't know how to do it.
Okay.
But it's nice to be like, oh yeah.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, you really got it down.
What does to have it down mean?
Oh, to have something down means that you master that. You become really good at doing it.
So you have it down or you've got it down. You got it down.
You got it down, yeah. Exactly. Okay, enough dilly-dallying. Let's move on to the question. I need somebody. Okay, so Justin, I have a question today from another awesome Real Life English community member, and that is Leticia Senna. You know her, right?
Yeah.
And she says, it's a pronunciation question, she asked us, what is the freaking difference between dead and dad? Or bed and bad. So, pronunciation question. We know a lot of people want to know about pronunciation, so let's hear it, my man.
So the difference in pronunciation is just a slight sound. It's the eh, bed, ba. bad. Be, ba. Can you do it?
Yes, I can. Be, ba.
So these are called...
A.
These are called minimal pairs. If you research these on the internet, you can find minimal pairs, and they have lots of exercises. Here, let's just go through some examples here.
Okay. Maybe we just do like a... maybe we'll just say it, and then you guys try to repeat it after us.
We'll give you a second to repeat it, yeah.
And if you're on the bus and someone's like looking at you, don't worry about it. That person's not important.
And it's okay to exaggerate here. When you're learning, it's important to exaggerate. So, dead.
Dead.
Dad.
Dad.
Said.
Said.
Sad.
Sad.
Head.
Head.
Had.
Had.
Red.
Red.
Rad.
Rad.
Yeah, so like in Portuguese, I know they have the S sound, but the A sound is not really very common here, so.
Yeah, it's difficult to distinguish the difference with these. The E and A sound.
But if you do it for a couple minutes, a couple days in a row, usually you can get it. And then it's a question after that of just applying and becoming unconscious of it.
Yeah, I always tell my students when I teach them some kind of pronunciation subject like this, I think pronunciation is something that you have to just repeat, 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 repeat. It's like a drilling exercise of repetition. So the more you say it, the more you sit down, like Justin said, just once a day, maybe for 5 minutes, just say it out loud, practice it, because it's like, it's the muscles in your mouth, it's the muscle memory. So the more that you keep saying the same thing, the more that you're the muscles in your mouth get accustomed to saying that, and you just, it becomes more easier every time you do it.
And music is a really great way to do this. Because, I mean, lots of songs use these examples, and you just imitate, you mimic, and it really helps.
Yeah. So, awesome, great question, and I think we gave a pretty good answer.
I hope. Let us know the cheese here. We tried our best.
Yeah. Okay. That time of the podcast to move on to the main course, which is the expressions.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Huh?
Okay, so today's expressions are all about courage. Very cool topic. You have to be very courageous to speak another language, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely important. It's important for anything in life, really.
Yeah, I agree. So, what are the expressions? Want to just read them all out for us, Justin, before we start explaining them?
To go for it.
Go for it.
To step up your game.
Okay.
To have guts. To put on a brave face. And the last one is actually like a group of expressions, but let's just say to grow a pair.
To grow a pair. Okay. So, let's start with that first one, to go for it.
Yeah, so to go for it, sometimes we say it like, just to give somebody permission to do something. So for example, if Chad wants some of my popcorn or something, and he says, hey, can I have some of your popcorn? And I'll say, go for it. It's like to give somebody permission.
Okay.
So that's a pretty colloquial use.
Okay.
But to go for it is to, it's like to take a risk, to really give your all on something.
Yeah, it's kind of to say to, when you step out of your comfort zone, it's maybe if I wanted to do something that's a little bit more adventurous. And for example, if I was going to run a marathon, I mean, to run a marathon, you have to have a lot of courage, you have to have a lot of dedication and things like this. And if I did this and I really was very courageous and I achieved the goal, you might say, oh, he really went for it. He really tried his best. He really did everything he could. He summed up all of his courage to achieve that goal.
That's a really good explanation. It's like maybe in poker, for example, when you really put it on the table, you put it all on the table, you go for it, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like you risk failure for it. So it's important when you're learning English to go for it.
So can I grab some of that popcorn now, or what the hell is the deal with the popcorn?
Go for it, man. The next one is step up your game. What does step up your game mean, Chad?
Oh, okay. So to step up your game in this sense is something that It could be your profession, it could be a hobby that you have, a sport or something like this.
It's like your performance, right?
Your performance in some one of these fields. So to step up your game is to, it's like to take it to a different level, to the next level, to improve your performance so that it's just it's better than what it was before. It's either more professional or you become more athletic, you become better at whatever it is that you're doing.
And this isn't directly related to courage, but if you think about it, it's like when you're improving yourself, when you're taking it to a new level, it always takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
It always takes that proactivity, that push.
Yeah.
And that's bravery, courage.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Awesome, great expression, I love that one. So, hey guys, have you stepped up your game recently? Maybe with studying English, listening to podcasts whenever you can, reading real life articles, great way to step up your game. The next one, J-Man, is to have guts. What does that mean?
Well, guts, your gut is like your stomach, the area in there, and so, you might say like Blood and Guts, for example, is like a movie with lots of people getting killed and just your intestines and that thing. So it's like your guts are the inside
mm-hmm.
of your stomach.
Okay.
So you might say like, I have a gut feeling about something. That's the feeling inside of your gut. But if you have guts, it's to be courageous.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, let me just stop you there for a second. You said to have a gut feeling. So that's not related to courage. What is that? If I say, oh, I have a gut feeling that it's going to rain.
So a gut feeling is to have an intuition about something.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you get a gut feeling about a person or maybe the weather, some people.
Okay. So it's just intuitive. You know, you just feel that something's going to happen.
Yeah, so it's inside of your stomach.
Okay.
And maybe there's like an intuitive spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with courage, to have guts, it's that feeling when you're about to do something difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where courage comes from. It comes from your gut. It comes from deep inside.
Yeah.
And so you're able to extract that and use that in the world and overcome your fear. That's your fear, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you definitely do feel that. I guess everybody feels this when you're scared. It's that feeling inside your stomach that kind of hurts.
Yeah.
And that's I guess that's where the expression comes from. When I say he has guts, it means he's very courageous. He just did something that I might not have done or something that scares me.
Yeah, and that's very essential to stepping up your game.
It is. Okay, so the next expression is to put on a brave face. How would you explain that one, man?
To fake it until you make it, maybe?
Fake it until you make it. So let's elaborate on both of those expressions.
So when you're scared and you don't know how to react, how to act, you put on a face, an appearance,
mm-hmm.
that you're strong, that you're brave, and then your action follows that.
Mm-hmm. At first you're kind of pretending that you're very courageous, and maybe inside you're like, holy shit, I'm so scared.
Yeah. So to have guts comes from like more like you feel it on the inside and then you act.
Mm.
But this is more like you act, you put on the appearance, and then how you feel on the inside follows.
Yeah.
So it's sort of the opposite.
Yeah. To put on a brave face. And the other one you said was another little twist.
Fake it until you make it.
Fake it until you make it. I like that.
So fake it until you make it is like if you're not a good English speaker, for example, and you're scared, just fake it, pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Act like you know how to speak, just be confident.
Yeah. Just
create the posture that you know what you're doing and mm-hmm. your behavior will follow even if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
There are other people who know a lot of English and they don't have courage. They can't fake it until they make it because they have no guts.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess sometimes if you fake it until you make it, you're just not having fear, just doing stuff. And often when I do this kind of stuff, things that I didn't even know that I knew come out. I'll say like a word if I'm speaking another language, like in Portuguese sometimes this happens. I say a word and I think, how the hell did I know what that word was? Where did I learn that? I've never really heard that before and I just said it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that before?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's a good way to learn English. Fake it until you make it, everyone. That's real life.
Okay, so the final expression today, R-rated, So if you're under 16, please take your headphones off.
Is it R? Yeah. I don't think it's R-rated.
PG-13.
Okay.
So I actually said this to a guy in the Facebook group the other day, in the Real Life English Facebook group. He posted a picture that said, I saw this beautiful girl in the park the other day, and I wanted to talk to her, but I couldn't. And he was complaining, and I said, dude, grow a pair.
Grow a pair. So, okay, I got you. So, if you tell someone to grow a pair, I guess you could only really say this to men, because it means to grow a pair of balls.
Yes, testicles.
Balls mean testicles, yes. And this is a representation of courage in, I think, in a lot of cultures, right? I know in Brazil it is. I know in many Latin languages. Cajones, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sexist expression, but it's testosterone, right?
Yeah, so to grow a pair, you can just say that generally to a man. I mean, if you want to say it to a woman, she'd probably understand what you're trying to say, but it's not so common. It just means to grow a pair of balls. which means to be more courageous.
And some expressions that correlate with that, because we can do a whole podcast just on expressions dealing with courage and testicles. But
yeah, maybe not, you know? People might think it's strange. Why these guys just talk about balls all day?
So the other one is to nut up. Nut up.
Nut up, okay. Yeah. Nut is another word for testicles.
Yeah, it's like, for example, on a horse, you saddle up when you get on the horse. Mm. So...
If anyone watches How I Met Your Mother, Barney always says to suit up, which means to put on his suit up. And nut up, it means to, like, put on some nuts, some balls, and be more courageous.
Another one, sack up.
Sack up, again, same thing as nut up. Sack is another word for testicles as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just stop there. I think we're... it's enough balls for one day. Okay, so that concludes the expressions involving courage. It's time to move on to quick tips, tricks, and or sometimes funny joke. Oh yeah, so Justin, I believe you have a nice little tip for us, which is relevant to today's question because it is related to pronunciation. Am I right?
Yeah, so the website that I'm going to recommend today is Ship or Sheep. Because a lot of people have a problem with the ship and sheep sound.
Which is the I-E?
Yeah,
and the E, the extended E.
And the E, like bitch and beach and live and leave. Mm-hmm. And so this website has minimal pairs, as we mentioned earlier, and just a bunch of recordings with pictures.
What do you mean by a bunch of?
A lot of.
Okay.
So a lot of, a bunch of recordings with pictures, and so you can easily just compare them and listen. Mm-hmm. And grab a recorder, record yourself saying it, and that's a really great way to learn. Okay. It's very helpful, that website. It's very simple, and it has all of the sounds, the vowel sounds, the minimal pairs.
Mm-hmm. So just one more time, what's the name of the website, and what is the actual URL?
It's www.shiporsheep.com. Now, if you didn't understand that, you have a problem with it, so follow the link.
Yeah, we're going to link it in the show notes. So if you didn't understand the difference between ship or sheep, you can just read it in the show notes.
Yeah.
We'll link you to it. Okay. Awesome. Great tip. Anyone who wants to improve their pronunciation, as we know, people want to know more about this. So we're going to try to focus the next couple of podcasts more around some pronunciation stuff. If you have any tips or ideas or suggestions for us, just let us know. We'll try to attend your needs. Like we always do, let's finish up with a joke. You ready for this, Justin?
Let's hear it.
So... what do you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
No idea.
That was much better than last week's.
I got another one. What do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
What?
Still no idea. Okay, you want to explain that? Why would I say no idea? What's the word play in that joke?
No I? Mm-hmm. Like we said, no idea, I have no idea.
It's like you don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. But you say like, no I deer.
Yeah, a deer with no eyes for him to see.
Yeah.
And the next one I said, what do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs? Which was still no idea. So still as if you're saying, I still don't know. I still have no idea. But the deer has no legs, so he's still, he can't move. Yeah. As per usual, this was a cheesy ass joke, but at least you kind of learned
cheesy
something.
Cheesy ass joke?
Yeah, cheesy ass joke. Cheesy ass joke, sorry. My English is getting all American. Anyway, guys, that concludes today's podcast. We are going to play you out with an awesome track from an awesome band. The name of the band is Soja, that's S-O-J-A, Soldiers of Jah Army. And the name of the song is Rasta Courage.
Have some courage, guys. Have some courage with your English, with your life. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
That's it. That's it. Step out of that comfort zone as much as you can, and you'll be speaking real life English in no time.
Take care, guys. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, so don't be shy. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want some more, please subscribe to our mailing list at reallifebh.com/podcasts. And I will personally send you 10 free podcasts with transcripts. So, keep it real, everyone. See you next week. And grow a pair. Step up your game and have a lot of fun learning English.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Not give up no good vibes and never give up no truth. Never trade my sanity for living in Babylon. Oh, vanity will never drive this man insane. This man will walk alongside Jah again. We see all the pressure to conform today. And I may sometimes bend, but only as not to break. Cause a life of iniquity for laziness sake is a deal with the devil as a just game make. No give up, no faith. Through Babylon rage, I and I strive until the end of my day. Rasta courage, go against society, Rasta courage. Babylon rage, I and I strive until the end of my day. Rasta courage, go against society, Rasta courage. Looking back now upon all of the evidence, 400 years and what them years have really done. We talk of peace, but at the first sign of war, bridging ain't bridging and sistering ain't sistering no more. Without forgiveness, how will any war cease? While the heat and rage, Rasta man sitting at ease. No one will move a muscle for some moral justice. And with no justice, well, there will be no peace, no give up, no faith. Though Babylon rage, I and I strive until the end of my day. Rasta courage, who against society, Rasta courage. The Babylon rage, I and I strive until the end of my day. Rasta courage, go against them, we go against them. At the first sign of war,
Wretching and sister no more. Without forgiveness, how will any war cease? While these heat and rage, Rasta man sitting at ease. No one will move a muscle for some moral justice. And with no justice, there'll be no peace.